This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hogenbaron. We've been asking our listeners to contribute their six-word takes on the State of the Union, a smaller speech, admittedly, than President Obama gave last night. But we got a lot of great responses. And this one came from Lauren Carbonell, who's a teacher, 10th grade teacher up in Connecticut. And she gave us this entry. She said, I decided to pose this prompt to students in my 10th grade advisory. Here's what they came up with. Big mess, mass chaos, cleaning time, or bad economy, no one is acting, or pick up our mess, become one, or what the hell is going on? ! Don't you love the internet? And lazy get fat, this is my favorite, lazy get fat, smart get strong. So that motivated us to call a couple of the students up there in Danielson, Connecticut, the Quinebaug Valley Middle College High School in Danielson. And Caitlin Hebert joins us. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sal.
And Cody Salvis joins us.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, now you're 15, right, Cody?
Yep.
And you sound a little sleepy.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. And Caitlin, you're 16 years old.
Yep.
Now, let me just get this straight in the ground rules. Was this an assignment? In other words, did your teacher say you must do this, or did you actually get into it in some way? Caitlin?
Our school doesn't really work like that way too much. Advisories just, it's more like a study hall type thing and looking at different types of things. And our teacher gave us a choice to write it about pretty much anything.
All right. So you were kind of into it.
Yeah.
All right. What did you come up with?
Big mess, mass chaos, cleaning time.
Excellent. And do you think when you heard the speech last night that you heard some of those same themes in the many more words from Barack Obama?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of big mess, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I heard a lot of cleaning time. Cody, how about you? What did you come up with?
I came up with what the hell's going on.
What the hell's going on? Now, is that consistent with your personality? I suspect you might say that about other than just the administration.
Pretty much.
Right. So would you agree that you did not do this for extra credit? You were actually taken with the whole idea?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you listened to the speech last night.
Yep.
I didn't hear a lot of what the hell is going on from Barack Obama. What about you?
Well, I kind of did in the fact that there was a lot of mess and he was kind of asking why that was going on.
So he was directing, you know, actually you may be right.
Yeah.
So he was directing a, hey, what the hell is going on, to Congress.
Well, yeah.
You know, I've said hell now enough times that probably the management at public radio is going to be
calling the FCC.
You know, something that's happening there. So, Cody, what else do you think this might be good for, this six-word condensation bit, besides your writing assignments?
It could be good for looking into how other people think the government is being run.
All right, Caitlin Hebert, give me six words on what Barack Obama might say next year.
We're doing fine, but we're not over. Let's continue.
All right. Well, you know what I'm sensing there? I'm sensing a tough road ahead, but a certain amount of optimism, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Caitlin Hebert, what do you plan to do after high school?
I want to go to college and become a special education teacher.
All right, Caitlin, thanks for being on the program. Cody Salvis, I mean, you know, if you can, I mean, what the hell are you going to do after college?
It's going to be a TV news
commentator.
Cody,
come on.
I'm probably going to be a musician or a teacher or something.
Excellent. Take care. Cody Salvis, 15-year-old 10th grader at Quinebaug Valley Middle College High School, and Caitlin Hebert, a 16-year-old at the same school.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.